Good morning.
What happened with your setup? It's different this time, so.
That's okay. You can manage.
It's mine.
Should we just sit?
You're so nervous I can't stand it. Good morning. Who can I? I'm going to have you start with introductions because that'll make it easy for everybody.
Okay, so you want me to introduce myself?
In one
okay.
You are so good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hi.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Good
morning. Yeah, fine.
You and Geneva talk about new GTLDs.
I've never heard of new GTLD.
Okay.
We haven't got
fair
it.
Enough.
Yes, I remember.
Good morning. Wow, that's really cool. I got like everybody to just be quiet all at once. That's really a lot of control and power, and I like it. So everybody, good morning.
Good morning.
God, I love it. So if you haven't guessed by now, I'm Janice, the woman behind the emails and all the craziness. Oh, no. Thank you. I get sillier as the week goes, if that's even believable. So I swear I'm going to have to get the handheld soon, Fod, because I can't really do this well. But I just want to say welcome to everyone. I am like beyond words of what it takes for all of you to get here. From the time you fill out the application, and so many people say they have such nerves about filling that out, to just the whole travel, the logistics of juggling your jobs and your responsibilities and convincing your employers that this is the right place to be, and just, you know, the whole experience of just getting here, arriving here, and preparing for this week is really tremendous, and I think it needs to be recognized, and I really appreciate everything all of you have done to get here today. This is going to be just a fantastic week. I can say that with 100% assurance. This is the 5-year anniversary of the fellowship program, having started in San Juan in 2007, and since I was granted the privilege of taking this program over in Los Angeles in 2007, I have yet to have an experience that's less than brilliant. And that's because of the people that I am so blessed to receive in this program. So I have every assurance that this week is just going to be one more fantastic journey, one more fantastic adventure. So I cannot wait for each one of you to stand up so I can finally take the picture from the page and put it to a person, and then we can really, really start to get to know each other this week. The start is just a quick slide program, and I want to welcome anyone who is participating remotely as well. We have opened up the lines in the last year and a half, so that we can remotely connect with our alumni of the program and anyone in the community who wishes to join us. And even with that, here in the room and in the Hilton Grand Ballroom, where we'll be from Monday through Thursday, that room is also open to anyone in the community. So if any newcomers come in or individuals for a day decide that they would like to stop in and check out the program, our doors are always open. So though we are a close family and we stay together for each session in the morning and all of our activities, we truly want to open our doors to those who perhaps did not get into the program or were not aware of the program, but really could use the extra information and the extra time and the presentations that we offer. So anytime the room is full, I'm happy. And anytime it's just all of us, I'm happy still. So I'm just going to run through a couple of the basics of the program. The pictures, well, I just like them, so I put them there. There's no real reason. That's the Marina Del Rey office, which we just moved out of. I don't have a picture of our new office. When we moved on the 15th, I was actually heading to the East Coast to visit family, so I haven't yet gotten there. We'll get one for you next time. But that's Marina Del Rey with the California fires about 3 years ago behind it, which was pretty fantastic in a very tragic way. But the basics are that you get your breakfast at the Intercontinental like today. It is going to be rather strict because I do need everyone to get the early breakfast at 6:30. This may seem like a silly thing to start the fellowship morning meetings with, but for us to start on time, for us to respect the presenters who take their time out of their day to come to our very early meeting, I need for you all to do whatever you need to do to be at breakfast at 6:30 there and be getting on the shuttle and being here by 7:15. Some of the alumni will say I'm being very lenient with that since 7 a.m. was the norm, so 15 minutes. I'm really giving a lot these days. So 7:15 gives us 15 minutes. If anyone has questions, if anyone has something they need to discuss, if you need to do a quick email on the laptop, you have 15 minutes to kind of get that done before our presenters start at 7:30. One of my main rules is laptops down. And I was a teacher for 4 years of third and fourth grade before I worked for Disney, before I worked for ICANN. So my teacher mentality rings through, and I talk about it in the Welcome to ICANN presentation later on this morning as well. Everyone feels that they have to come and take every word that anyone speaks in the entire session down, or that you somehow aren't connected with the session, it's not that important, or you can multitask, you're that good. You're not that good. When you're here, especially as a fellow, first, second, or third time, the focus needs to be on the folks in the room. And if your laptop is up, in my old school, that focus really isn't on the presenter and engage with them. And I want that to happen. Secondly, everything is recorded. Everything gets a transcript. So you don't have to be nervous about losing that, you know, pearl of wisdom that is shared. First of all, if it's such a pearl, it's going to put itself in there. Secondly, you'll find it again on transcript and on recording. So relax. Drink it in. Take it easy. Take in the experience of the session at that moment. Listen to the presentation. Get ready to ask questions. The presenters come in ready to be asked questions. We have a very living room type attitude here in the fellowship. You know, it is your room all week. It's your family. Feet up. You're relaxed. And I want the presenters to come in a very relaxed mode as well. I want them to feel as if we invited them into our home and we want to have a chat. So when I go through the agenda, and I'll be sending you this PowerPoint so that you don't have to memorize it, when we go through the agenda, look at the different presenters and think about already, start to think about, wow, I've got individual one-on-one or 23-on-1 time with this individual on this particular subject. What are those questions that I would not want to get up in front of the public on a microphone on my first time to ICANN and ask, but I have the privilege of asking in a small group? So I want everyone to start thinking about questions for these presenters early. And not only is the fellowship room your home, but the conference room is. Two things about that. One, I want you to understand if this is your first time here, you're already a member of the community. By use of the internet, by touching the keyboard with the end of your fingers, you're an end user and you're part of the community already. Once you've applied for the program and are accepted into the program, you've already found your place in the ICANN community. Once you register and are actually here in person, you're engaged, you're involved, your voice is already in a place to step up to the microphone. Okay, so be at home here. This conference center for 1 week is your home. Secondly, Prague, the city, is not your home. It's a place to visit if you were a tourist. I want everyone to enjoy Prague. I want everyone to get the experience to go walking Old Town. I know you all have in the time that those who have come early. But during the time